Section B.
强化提升。
第一节，听下面五段对话。每段对话后有一个小题，从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳选项。每段对话仅读一遍。
Text 1.
That boy's manner really turns me off.
Yeah, he never stops asking questions.
Text 2.
Linda is very quiet, but her brother talks too much.
Yes, you are right. And he isn't friendly either.
Text 3.
When the pilot noticed the fire on the island, he flew there at once and rescued the survivors.
I think they were smart to do it, or they wouldn't have been rescued that night.
Text 4. Look at the picture. That boy is a new film star, isn't he?
Yes, he's very popular with young people.
He's handsome.
Yes, he is. But I don't think he acts well. Text 5. Margaret has always been passionate about fashion designs.
Yeah, and her technique and workmanship are wonderful.
Do you know what her qualifications are? Did she receive a degree?
Her skills come from many years of hard work and practicing on the job.
第二节，听下面五段对话或独白。每段对话或独白后有几个小题，从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳选项。每段对话或独白读两遍。听第六段材料回答第六七题。
Jenny, you know aspirin is called the wonder drug. Do you know who invented it?
Felix Hoffmann, a German scientist, invented aspirin in 1899.
Well, how important is the invention?
A philosopher made a comment on the drug's influence in the 1910s, saying that modern man lived in the age of aspirin. It was sold initially in powder form and later became tablets. Aspirin, like Coca-Cola, is something that has gone beyond cultural barriers to enjoy almost universal recognition.
Jenny, you know aspirin is called the wonder drug. Do you know who invented it?
Felix Hoffmann, a German scientist, invented aspirin in 1899.
Well, how important is the invention?
A philosopher made a comment on the drug's influence in the 1910s, saying that modern man lived in the age of aspirin. It was sold initially in powder form and later became tablets. Aspirin, like Coca-Cola, is something that has gone beyond cultural barriers to enjoy almost universal recognition.
Listen to the seventh material. Answer the eighth to tenth questions.
So, what about your new roommate? What's she like?
Her name's Kim. She's really nice, just really friendly.
That's good. So, you get along really well?
Yeah, but she's pretty talkative. She's always telling me about her work and complaining about her boyfriend. But it's not easy to study when she's home because, you know, her friends are always calling and coming over.
She sounds very popular.
Yeah, she works for an ad agency. I'm always getting free tickets for concerts and things from her, so it's worth listening to her problems.
So, what about your new roommate? What's she like?
Her name's Kim. She's really nice, just really friendly.
That's good. So, you get along really well?
Yeah, but she's pretty talkative. She's always telling me about her work and complaining about her boyfriend. But it's not easy to study when she's home because, you know, her friends are always calling and coming over.
She sounds very popular.
Yeah, she works for an ad agency. I'm always getting free tickets for concerts and things from her, so it's worth listening to her problems. John, as a vehicle engineering student, can you tell me who invented the first car in the world?
Well, more than 100 years ago, an American called Henry Ford invented the first car in the world.
But I thought the first car was invented by a German.
That's not right. On July 30th, 1863, Henry Ford was born in a poor family in the town of Greenfield, Michigan. He was the eldest of six children. When he was a boy, he showed a great interest in mending watches and machines. But when he was 12, his mother died. Soon he had to work in a machine shop for $2.50 a week. The hard life made him strong and able.
It seems that you know much about him. In which year was the first car invented?
Well, young Henry had a great dream. He always wanted to make a machine that could run without a horse. He overcame a lot of difficulties, and at last, in April 1893, the first horseless carriage was finished, which was the first car.
Well, thank you for your answer. Now, tell me, when will you make your first car?
Tomorrow.
John, as a vehicle engineering student, can you tell me who invented the first car in the world?
Well, more than 100 years ago, an American called Henry Ford invented the first car in the world.
But I thought the first car was invented by a German.
That's not right. On July 30th, 1863, Henry Ford was born in a poor family in the town of Greenfield, Michigan. He was the eldest of six children. When he was a boy, he showed a great interest in mending watches and machines. But when he was 12, his mother died. Soon he had to work in a machine shop for $2.50 a week. The hard life made him strong and able.
It seems that you know much about him. In which year was the first car invented?
Well, young Henry had a great dream. He always wanted to make a machine that could run without a horse. He overcame a lot of difficulties, and at last, in April 1893, the first horseless carriage was finished, which was the first car.
Well, thank you for your answer. Now, tell me, when will you make your first car?
Tomorrow.
听第九段材料，回答第十四至十六题。
What are you doing, Jack?
Reading Martin Luther King. It's very interesting.
What do you think of him?
Very great. He helped the blacks in America gain their freedom.
What did he do?
He was a priest first, then a black leader. He led blacks in struggles for freedom, and he won the Nobel Peace Prize himself in 1964. Oh, do you know the speech, I Have a Dream?
No. Was it written by him?
Yes.He wrote it in 1963.
Come to tell me the details after you finish it.
Okay, the teacher will introduce him to us in Unit 14, too.
What are you doing, Jack?
Reading Martin Luther King. It's very interesting.
What do you think of him?
Very great. He helped the blacks in America gain their freedom.
What did he do?
He was a priest first, then a black leader. He led blacks in struggles for freedom, and he won the Nobel Peace Prize himself in 1964. Oh, do you know the speech, I Have a Dream?
No. Was it written by him?
Yes. He wrote it in 1963.
Come to tell me the details after you finish it.
Okay, the teacher will introduce him to us in Unit 14, too.
听第十段材料，回答第十七至二十题。
Tonight, we have a special guest. Now, you've heard me say that a lot on this show. But our next guest is really special. He's coming here to Los Angeles from India, and he'll be heading out to New York in the morning, so we're lucky to have him in the studio tonight. Jabbar is pretty short, only about 3.5 feet tall.But he's really heavy for his height. How much does he weigh? Only about 600 pounds. But don't call him fat. Otherwise, you might find yourself running for cover. Not a good idea, by the way. Jabbar can run about 35 miles per hour. And what would happen if you and Jabbar sat down to dinner?Let's just say it would be better if Jabbar was paying the bill. This guy surely can eat. People who are professional eaters can eat around 8 pounds of food in one sitting. But Jabbar can manage about 50 pounds in one meal. Now, you must be thinking he is some kind of monster.But Jabbar actually prefers to stay by himself and not to bother anyone else. He is usually quite shy. But hopefully he'll be a little more outgoing tonight. Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for our friend in the orange suit with black stripes, Jabbar.
Tonight, we have a special guest. Now, you've heard me say that a lot on this show, but our next guest is really special. He's come here to Los Angeles from India, and he'll be heading out to New York in the morning. So we're lucky to have him in the studio tonight. Jabbar is pretty short, only about 3.5 feet tall, but he's really heavy for his height. How much does he weigh? Only about 600 pounds, but don't call him fat. Otherwise, you might find yourself running for cover. Not a good idea. By the way, Jabbar can run about 35 miles per hour. And what would happen if you and Jabbar sat down to dinner? Let's just say it would be better if Jabbar were paying the bill. This guy surely can eat. People who are professional eaters can eat around 8 pounds of food in one sitting, but Jabbar can manage about 50 pounds in one meal. Now, you must be thinking he is some kind of monster. But Jabbar actually prefers to stay by himself and not to bother anyone else. He is usually quite shy, but hopefully he'll be a little more outgoing tonight. Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for our friend in the orange suit with black stripes, Jabbar!